he is really qualified. The fellow who logically is disqualified, right? He will say, think about that moment. What happened? Suddenly, Muhammad called this city fellow and said, go up and be the star. Change everything and become someone else. That's the point, yes?
Oh, you that are in this prison and amidst the stench and these lice, beware lest at least anyone hears. You have escaped. Be silent. How should you keep silence now, O my beloved, when a drummer has appeared from the root of every hair?
The solution is simple. Become selfless. Zip it. Don't shout me. Okay, I say this, but it's really difficult. You know why? Because every cell of your animal is shouting always. Who is doing that animal part? All of these little ones, they say, there are thousands of voices here. When I talk about it, is easy. But how can you do it when all little parts of you are shouting for it? Yes?
The jealous foe has become so deaf, he says, where is the sound of all these drums? The fresh, sweet basil is touching his face. In his blindness, he says, what is this annoyance?
What I'm talking about, you remember, I always said, this is the vision. Open your eyes. See the depth of the existence and all of this. Because naturally and normally, it doesn't happen. You look like a blind fellow. You are blind. There are some stuff that you don't see, you don't understand. But you judge them all. Like the blind fellow who passes a flower, let's say, will touch him. He thinks that this was some knife because he doesn't know what it is. He is blind. When you are blind, you are following your animal instinct. We are talking about the blindness of your spirit. The physical eyes are these two, and they see, close this and open that. Keep quiet. You're always saying me, all of that, yes.
The hurry is nipping his hand and drawing. The blind man is distraught and says, wherefore is he hurting me? What is this, having my hand and body pulled hither and thither? I am asleep. Let me sleep a while. He whom you seek in your slumbers, this is he. Open your eyes. It is that auspicious moon.
A little bit different translation, make it simpler. Whatever you're looking in your daydreaming is here. Open your eyes and find him. Period. Yes.
Tribulations were more upon dear ones because the beloved showed more coquettishness. Towards the beauteous. He sports with the beauteous ones in every path. Sometimes, too, he throws the blind into frenzy. For a moment, he gives himself to the blind, so that a great uproar arises from the street of the blind.
What was that? Suddenly forget about the story I'm talking about, all of that. come back to a principle. You know how it works? Huh? It jokes with some people even. This is how it works. Everything is not serious, logical, like the explanation of the animal in you. There are happenings. There are some motivation which suddenly burst from someone. Why no one knows and how no one knows and all of that. So look around it. This universe even sometimes give his hand to the blind people even. Because even blind people should understand and at least cry a little bit. Look around you. Everything is different. Open your eyes, because you could see the goodness we are talking exist here in some way. Yes?
Sturi Hilal, who was a devoted servant to God, possessed of spiritual insight and was not a mere imitator.
Hilal means a part of a circle. Hilal means that, a piece of a circle. The moon normally is Hilal. Only one night it's complete round, which is bad, right? Here, he brings that word of Balal and Hilal, put them together. And to say that, okay, I want to talk about not the Balal, the Hilal. Means don't stick to the meaning which is in that word. Now what? Yes.
He had concealed himself in being a slave to creatures, not from helplessness, but for good reason, as Lakman and Joseph and others in appearance. He was a groom in the service of a certain emir, and that emir was a Muslim, but blind. The blind man knows that he has a mother, but he cannot conceive what she is like.
And that's a poetic part. It's not the simple one. Yes, from some other poems, he brought it here. Yeah.
If, having this knowledge, he shows reverence towards his mother, it is possible that he may gain deliverance from blindness. For when God wills good unto a servant, he opens the eyes of his heart, that he may let him see the invisible with them. Since you have heard some of the qualities of Bilal, now hear the story of the emancipation of Hilal.
You hear the story of Bilal. I was saying you that Bilal was this fellow and made that magical moment and all of that. Now, let me talk about Hilal. Yeah.
He was more advanced than Bilal in the way. He had mortified his evil nature more.
I'm bringing an example a little bit more exaggerated, because I want you to understand something. Yes?
Not a backslider like you, for at every moment you are further back. You are moving away from the state of the pearl towards the state of the stone.
I bring this story, which is the story of being different. I want you to be different. And I'm telling this story because you are not going forward. You are silly, you're going backward. Therefore, I want you to understand. You should be the jewel. What do you try to be, the piece of stone? Yes.
It is like the case of the guest who came to see a certain Khwaja. The Khwaja inquired concerning his days and years. He asked, "How many years have you lived, my lad? Say out, and don't hide away, but count up." He replied, 18, 17, or 16, or 15, O adoptive brother. "Backward, backward," said he, "O giddy-headed one. Keep going back until you came out of your mother."
It's book six. Final words. And in book six especially, Rumi doesn't care about the language. He uses the harshest one. The last verse here is not like you read it in English. He will ask the fellow that, "How old are you?" He will say 19, 18, 17, 16. He will say, "You are going back to the pussy of your mother," like this. He will use that word harshly to say what? We are talking about you, right? And we want you to understand all the changes and stuff like that. You should understand that if you go back, you cannot go back and back and back. There is your mom wound. Where are you? You are made there. Right? So, when you are thinking about time, you should understand that this universe existed. Then, one day, I happened to be made and arrive. I'm not the beginning, I'm not the end, I'm not the center. Why my attitude is not like that? Why? I don't understand it. He says, "You bring a fellow, and like a joke, the fellow will start from the higher number to lower number to just say this, that you go back and back because you have decided that your brain is working like that. You are khirasar. You are stubborn. Because of being stubborn, you go back and back and back and back. This is the way you say me, 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 me always. And you go up to your childhood, all of that, this is what the time is for you." How silly, yes?
Stirring in exposition of the same topic.
Means that the topic I was talking about, I said it, but was it enough? Did you get it? I don't think so. I have to explain it. So, I will bring in a story to explain this subject. Next paragraph, parable. Next paragraph, yes, now we are the story of Halal. Do you remember I wanted to talk about Halal? All of this in between is to explain the basic of this thought. We will do that next time we come. گفت ای صدیق آخر گفتمت که مرا انباز کن در مکرمت گفت ما دو بندگان کوی تو کردمش آزاد من بر روی تو تو مرا میدار بنده و یار و غار هیچ آزادی نخواهم زینهار که مرا از بندگی تا آزادی است بی تو بر من مهنت و بیدادی است ای جهان را زنده کرده ز استفا خاص کرده عام را خاص مرا خواب ها میدید جانم در شباب که سلامم کرد قرص آفتاب
از زمینم برکشیده و بر سما همراه او گشته بودم.